News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance, joins us now. Piers, why would Mary Lou McDonald issue a glowing statement in relation to a senator who was resigning in disgrace with a referral to the PSNI for inappropriately messaging a minor?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. When Sinn Féin became aware of the complaint from the 17-year-old and the complainant wanted this to stop, Sinn Féin took matters further and was right and appropriate that we did so, and that was that we referred this to the PSNI and social services and we asked them to carry out an investigation. They had responded back to us and they had no findings of illegality or criminality. However, Shane, that was not acceptable to us. The matter couldn't rest there. We made it clear to Niall O'Donnell that the actions of him as a public representative, as a member of the party, were inappropriate. And at that stage, he resigned from the party and told us that he would be resigning from the Shannon. He also told us that he was suffering a profound mental health crisis. We were aware of Niall's mental health status because in 2021 he was out of work for a period of time because he was dealing with a mental health crisis at that time, and a call had to be made in the light of no findings of illegality or criminality whether that would further damage his mental health. There was genuine concern.
So you issued a misleading statement off the back of that.
Well, Mary Lou issued a statement wishing him well, stating the fact that he had represented the party for a number of years and that he made a valuable contribution. But a call was
very diligent in his
mental health and his safety, not to to make it clear that he was he had resigned from the party.
Yeah, but sorry, but Piers, you misled the public and you misled the Dáil by releasing that statement.
And we have put on the record of the Dáil the reasons in relation to the statement, the reason why we did not make it clear at that time that Niall O'Donnell had resigned from the party. And that was very clearly just out of a real concern, a genuine concern, not only for the individual.
And does that justify a mistruth, Piers?
Sorry?
Does that justify telling a mistruth?
I think it's important because, you know, you mentioned and opposition will make accusation and maybe they should also account for their own practices within their own parties and some that have
been reported in the media in the past. Yeah, but let's deal with this.
But let me be clear about this here, because you made the point in relation to the words cover-up. Can I ask you, how could there be a cover-up if, when the individual asked us to make sure that this stopped, that we
I don't think I did use the term cover-up.
It was referred to in the promo in this piece, and that I think it was an accusation that's been made by Fianna Fáil. So therefore, I make the point, and just let me make the point, how could that be the case? Well, the individual asked that this would be stopped, and we asked that this would be referred to the Gardaí and the social services, that there would be an investigation. If there was an investigation, if there was a finding of criminality or illegality, this would result in a court case, in a very public court case. So far from a cover-up, what we did is we actually escalated this, which was right and appropriate, and which was in line with our practices. And it is very clear in relation to Sinn Féin, regardless who you are, it doesn't matter. If you have involved in misconduct, then you will be held accountable. In this case, Niall O'Donnell not only lost his membership of the party, he lost his job, and he lost everything that was actually important to him as somebody, as a Republican who grew up in the Short Strand. Well, and that was the consequences of what we believe were
You mentioned he was a Republican. I mean, he comes from a very well-known Republican family. Was that not the motivation of Sinn Féin to protect the name of a Sinn Féin family? Was that actually not the real motivation here?
Can I just make this point? And let's be very clear. There was a complaint received to the party in relation to...
No, you've said all that, Piers. You've made that point.
I am answering the question.
No, you haven't. You haven't answered my question. And my question is, was it appropriate to issue a misleading statement in relation to this?
Well, first of all, let me say, I've given the rationale as to why we have done that in terms of the mental health...
You've given the rationale. You haven't answered the question as to whether it's appropriate.
Please let me answer the second question that you put to me.
Okay.
Did we try to protect the party? And I need to say this again. The individual wanted this to stop. We escalated this. How could this be protecting the party? party, when we went to the PSNI and said, we want you to investigate this issue, when we went to social services and asked them whether they should investigate this issue, there was a joint investigation set up and they found no illegality or criminality.
No, except that. Opposition
parties,
government
parties will make critique of us and will make allegations of us, but that does not hold up in any way whatsoever because we appropriately referred this to the authorities at the time.
Can you answer this question? And I'll ask it again. Was it appropriate for Sinn Féin leadership to issue a statement that was deliberately misleading?
First of all, I believe in the context of Niall O'Donnell's mental health crisis, in the context of where there was no findings of illegality or criminality, and in the fact that he had resigned from the party and was resigning from the Shannon, that it was appropriate that information was not put into the public domain at the time, for one reason and one reason only. We were genuinely concerned that somebody who had already gone through a mental health crisis in previous years that was certified unfit to even turn up to work, that this was a serious concern to his safety at that point in time. That is no excuse for Niall O'Donnell's actions, and that is why that we called on his actions to be investigated, but that investigated concluded with no illegality or criminality.
Okay. The point has been made that Mary Lou McDonald effectively gave Niall O'Donnell a character reference with that statement, talking about how diligent he was in his work, the valuable contribution to politics, North and South, that's effectively a character reference. Not dissimilar to the character reference given by two Sinn Féin press officers, and they had to resign, and they are now in disgrace in Sinn Féin.
That's an outrageous suggestion. And let me make it clear why it's outrageous. Because what happened in relation to the two former press officers was absolutely unforgivable. This is somebody who provided a character reference to a person who was under investigation for paedophilia, who was subsequently sentenced for that or found guilty of that offence. It was absolutely unforgivable, and when the party found out about that, those individuals lost their membership and lost their jobs. In relation to Niall O'Donnell, there is no suggestion in relation to this issue. This is an issue that the PSNI looked at. It found no illegality or criminality, and what Mary Lou did was she put on the record his work that he had done over a number of years, and she wished him well with his mental health. And to tell the truth, we still wish him well with his mental health, and that is in no way absolving of the issue. And if the PSNI found that there was issues of illegality or criminality, then he would have faced the full rigours of the law, and that is what Sinn Féin asked for to happen. So I make it very clear in relation to that. There is no comparison in relation to the two issues, and I think it is inappropriate. And I know our opponents will do that, and our opponents will have to answer their own question as to how someone Fianna Fáil have provided a court character reference for convicted paedophiles. So, it is really important in the middle of an issue in terms of child protection that people do not try to conflate issues or try to use this as per political point scoring.
Mr. O'Donnell has resigned from his ambassador role at the West Belfast GA club, Laoghaire Loughlea. Should they not have been informed of the complaint made against them by Sinn Féin?
Again, the processes in relation to this party, and I'm sure it's the same in relation to News Talk. If there is an issue, you bring it to the attention of the relevant authorities, not only the police authorities, but also those that are tasked with safeguarding issues. In this case, they were informed along with the PSNI, and it is them that carry out any safeguarding issues in relation to that. That is normal in terms of Tusla. It is also the same in terms of the North, and it would be inappropriate to us if we did not bring that forward to them. It is them that carries out their then investigation in relation to who needs to be informed and if they need to be informed. And I make the point that there was a finding. There was a joint investigation. It didn't go into an informal investigation, but there was no finding of illegality or criminality in this matter.
The argument has also been made that this and the whole process is evidence of a parallel justice system being run by Sinn Féin. And the argument will be made that it wasn't your call to make on what should be revealed to the public. And you chose to tell mistruths in relation to that. And the argument will be made that regardless of how good your motivations may have been, how genuine your motivations may have been, that is never the right decision to make.
So let me make this point again, Shane. You make the accusation of a parallel justice procedure. In the case of Niall Vanilla, it was referred to the PSNI and it was referred to social services. So how can you make that point in any good faith? In reality, this was the appropriate thing to do. It is what any organisation would do. It is what any political party would do. And we asked for it to be investigated, despite the fact that that is not what the complainant wanted at that time. So therefore, there is no parallel process. Every single party has its own then internal processes where they're dealing with issues that are of a non-criminal nature. And the difference, what you've seen here in relation to Mary Lou's very clear statement, is that there is accountability in the party, because Mary Lou has made it very clear that she will not tolerate messing. And where there is inappropriate behaviour, and regardless if you are the leader of her Shannon team or a member of the PAC or a member for the last 40 years, you will be held to account. And that is the thread that joins all of this issue. There is accountability
held to account,
within the party,
held to
and where
account
it is appropriate,
statement,
they will be referred to the appropriate authority.
Pierce, held to account and a statement wishing you well, saying you've been very diligent in your work, you've made a valuable contribution, and communication continuing on social media right up to this summer as well between Mary Lou and Niall Vanilla.
First of all, as I made the point earlier on, we do wish Niall Vanilla well in relation to his struggles with his mental health. That is the human thing to do. That is the compassionate thing to do. I listened to Padraig McLaughlin, who was at the meeting with him yesterday. He described on RTE how he was dealing with somebody who he knew, because he's the chief whip of the party, in 2021 had a serious mental health crisis, and at that stage had informed us that he was going through the same, that this was a person who was in very, very serious difficulty, and there was concerns not only in relation to his mental health and his safety. So there is a call that is made, and people will judge us in relation to that call, but that is a call that was made. Now, did that absolve Niall? Absolutely not. That is why we referred to the PSNI.
Would you do the same thing again in hindsight?
Why he lost his job, why he lost his membership, and why he lost everything.
No, I accept that. I accept that. Would you do the same thing again in hindsight?
I think that in a situation where there is absolutely, in terms of a complaint coming from somebody who is 17 years of age, it will be referred to the PSNI.
I'm not asking about that. I'm talking about the statement, Pierce. Would the Sinn Féin leadership release, with the benefit of hindsight,
would you have released
the same statement?
Let me say this, and this is again a judgment call. I think that it is important that the mental health of an individual who has not been found guilty of illegality, who has not been found guilty of criminality, should be taken into account in relation to that. We also, let me say this here, had legal advice that we could not divulge the details of the allegation, it was a fact, in relation to that issue as well. So I think that in any scenario, that, you know, it is a human thing to do in relation to taking that on board. And he did suffer the consequences. He was held account. And as I said, if the PSNI or social services felt that it merited further investigation of criminality or illegality, this would have resulted in a court case. And that is what Sinn Féin asked the PSNI to determine. You know, so I make the point, and I know, you know, those who said yesterday they don't want a political point score, but yet that is exactly what they're doing. That is not the case within the party. And then I would ask those parties, and I haven't heard News Talk ask these questions, why in their parties? Why in Fianna Fáil, for example, when there were serious allegations, was issues not referred to the Gardaí? Was an elected representative still stood for an election in recent years, despite knowing that there were serious allegations against them? They're questions that they need to answer.
Okay.
For our point, we have made it very clear what we had done, how the procedures played out in relation to this here, how we referred this case to the PSNI and the social services, and how this individual suffered the consequences of his loss of job, loss of position in the Shannon.
Two quick questions before we let you go. Brian Stanley, in his latest statements, accused Mary Lou McDonald of abusing Dáil privilege in a desperate attempt to shift the focus about Sinn Féin's own failed procedures. Your response to that?
Look, that is nonsense. And I understand. I understand when somebody leaves the party and that they're under the spotlight, that they head out. And I understand that, you know, that motivation. But let me say, that's nonsense. Brian has said stuff like kangaroo court. Brian was represented by a solicitor and a barrister at the hearing of the inquiry. Brian is the only person who can bring this information to the public light or the complainant, and maybe he should do so in relation to that. Sinn Féin has not abused all privilege.
You think he should disclose
what the complaint was?
You think he should reveal the complaint?
Sorry?
You think he should reveal the nature of the company?
That is up for him, but we're not in a position to do that. But let me be clear as well. In relation to the handling of this complaint, it is arm's length, it is independent, and it is overseen by a practicing barrister. And Brian engaged with the inquiry right up until the early days of October. He was issued with a preliminary report. He obviously didn't like what was in the preliminary report, and he decided to jump. The issue here, Shane, is this. No matter who you are in this party, no matter how long you've been involved in this party, no matter what your position is, Mary Lou McDonald will hold you to account if you're involved in appropriate behaviour. And that's what Brian needs to account for. And I understand he's heading out at this point in time, but this is very clearly a party that was not willing to brush this aside, to brush it under the carpet, and that carried out a disciplinary process and was in a later stage of that. And Brian decided to leave the party, which collapsed that process. And that is why the issues that were involved in that inquiry have now been referred to
Doherty. Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.